There was just some church happening just now. Woo! Truth Talk right there before we come on is a powerful, anointed show. And if you haven't been tuning in a little early to get it, you need to. Truth Talk right there. Woo! Oh, Pastor George and Apostle Dr. McKay. Unbelievable. Oh, God was just so anointing that show of theirs, as he always does. We are Beacon of Hope Ministries, living the good life, and we are so glad you've joined us today. And we are here to talk about the Lord, and in such a powerful way, and just to talk about his great love. We're in a series called The Power of His Love, and it is powerful, the love of God for us. Wow. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, is here, and we're going to have quite a show today, Pastor Jim.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my. And we just came from the nursing home.
Yeah, I was just telling the apostle doctor and
yes,
the other folks, I said, okay, this is like our third church service of the day because we were having church in the control room.
Right.
And we came from the nursing home. That was our second church service
yep.
of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, now we're about to start our fourth.
Yes. We've been having church all day long. Had a powerful move of God this morning, as we do in our morning services on Sunday. Just crazy good. So we're excited to be right here. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, but with me is my wonderful associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. And today we welcome a new radio team member. And so we are very glad she will join us shortly. And Cindy Henderson from Idaho, who has been a Beaconite for a long time. So we're going to talk to Cindy and enjoy her being a part of the team now. Very shortly, she will be calling in, and we will have a great time together in the Word of God. Pastor Jim, why would you say we just had church at the nursing home? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have a nursing home ministry, and once a month, the first Sunday of every month, we go to Palm Garden up in, is it Clearwater?
It's Clearwater.
Clearwater. And right
close
there.
Close to Safety Harbor.
Yeah, right, kind of in between Clearwater, Safety Harbor, Palm Harbor. And we do, we basically have a little kind of church service for
we
the
do.
Residents there.
We do.
But the funny thing is, it's not like, I never feel like it's, and I'm hoping I can explain this right. It's never a burden. It's never.
No.
It's something that we love to do, and it's.
Right.
I get refreshed. That's
oh,
kind of what I'm looking
absolutely.
For. It's not like it's a burden. It's refreshing.
It's refreshing.
To go in there because we sing some hymns, some choruses.
Sing a lot of the old things that we think
right.
they will know, like How Great Thou Art, Because He Lives, all
right.
kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And then, you know, one of us gives like a short little maybe 5 minute talk on the Word.
Yeah.
And then we sing some more, and then we, you know, we go around and kind of bless everybody. And but it's once a month, and I look forward to it because it's just having another church service
it
that
is.
Day.
And today was wild. And I don't know why some Sundays at the nursing home are more wild than others, but it seemed like the power of the Lord was really falling today. There was just an awful lot of audience participation. And sometimes our dear residents are ill or they are asleep or whatever, but there wasn't much of that going on today. Everybody
no,
was
everybody
really
was,
with it.
Everybody was singing and praising God. And, yeah, it was great.
It really was great. So we welcome you today to Living the Good Life, and we're excited about what God's going to do in this show today. We're in a new series called The Power of His Love, and it's leading up to Resurrection Sunday, of course, which will be here on April 1st, before we know it. Right? It's always good, isn't it, Pastor Jim?
Amen.
We love Resurrection Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. We'll have a great show that day. And we just are excited to be here every single week. And now in our 11th year, almost ready to have an 11th anniversary, the middle of April, and then start our 12th year. It's hard to believe, PJ.
I think this is, when did I do the show last?
Don't know.
It was a couple of weeks ago because you were in
Texas. I was in Texas, yes.
That was show number 569 or something.
Was it? See, I've lost count of the shows. So 569.
We're approaching our 600th show anyway.
Well, we'll have a party the day we hit 600, that's for sure. So anyway, it's just a joy to be with our audience every single week. And we have that... We have the ability to have our shows syndicated every weekend with Starcom Radio Network that takes like this show today, and it will be on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. on www.starcomradionetwork.com, which reaches a lot of cities across the United States and several countries. We are really blessed with the outreach of this program. And wherever you are around the globe, we encourage you to let us know you're out there. It would be good to hear from you. You can reach me at pastor@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com.
Could we get any simpler?
It's very simple. So you can find us, right? So anyway, we're going to start this show today with a wild song. You say, why a wild one? Because it says what we want it to say. God is good. Just occasionally, just once in a while, is he good.
All
right?
The time.
Woo!
God is good. And all the time. God is good. All the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
yes, he is,
all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good,
yes, he is,
God is good. All the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
That's right. Let's.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, he will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And his word is true. God is good all the time. So unworthy, still for us he chose to die. He filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that his love is everlasting and his mercies, they will never end.
God is good all the time.
God is good, Pastor Jim.
Amen.
Pastor Jim's dancing in the studio as I'm looking through the glass at him from the control room. God is good all the time. You know, we can't say enough about his goodness in our lives. There's just so much that he does, and his goodness is the basis of his love for us.
God is good all the time.
All right. Pastor Jim didn't know I was going to play that song. It's one of his favorites. Why? Why is that such a favorite of yours?
Well, first of all, it's got a great little
beat.
Beat
yes.
to it. I mean, it's just a fun song, but it has a great message.
It does.
You know, I love the verses there, you know, when you're walking through the valleys
yeah.
and stuff. That's so true. God doesn't abandon us just because we're going through it. You know, he's still there with us. And
Amen.
Walking with us, even no matter what else is going on, he's still there with us.
He is.
And that's a great lesson to learn, and this is a great song to help you learn it.
Yes. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, David said in Psalm 23, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And, you know, so often I think we get so bogged down being afraid of what can happen. What if this happens? Mm-hmm. What if that happens? And we can just really lose our victory, and we can get so bogged down with the what ifs that we really can get, we can lose our joy, you know?
Right.
Our joy
right.
can just go away. The joy of the Lord is your strength, people. If you're feeling weak today, just be encouraged, because as this program goes along, you're going to hear the words, you're going to hear great music, you're going to hear some what I like to call, when I post this on Facebook, lively chat. And, you know, we're just going to talk about the goodness of God. He is so good. Pastor Jim, we've been seeing so many amazing answers to prayer.
Amen.
At Beacon of Hope. I mean, crazy things.
Well, yeah, we've had...
Healings.
I mean...
Baby Bella last week was born. Go ahead, tell them about Baby Bella.
Baby Bella was born how many weeks premature?
She wasn't due till May. She was only a pound and...
Like a pound and a half.
Yeah.
And she's breathing on her own.
Yes, already.
So, I mean, there's something pretty miraculous right there.
Right there.
You know, pound and a half, that's a pretty teeny tiny baby. And that was... But that... The fact that it was a safe, if, you know, it was premature, but it was a safe delivery, and that's what we prayed for.
That's exactly right.
We had two friends of Cindy Logan.
Right.
That we prayed for.
Yes.
Who God answered prayers
yes.
in their, on their behalf.
Amazing. Surgery for Zell, and
right.
that turned out to not be the bad news they thought it was going to mm-hmm. be. Yes.
And her other friend, I mean, it feared that it was cancer.
Josh,
it was not
yes.
Josh. Yeah,
right.
Lung cancer, something else. So
right.
sent out that praise report, but I had a prayer request, just heal him of that blood disorder in Jesus'
right.
name. And, you know, God's
just one
doing
thing
it.
After
He's
another.
Working.
He is so moving in our lives, and we give him all the glory and the praise. And, you know, it's never, never enough to just pray once in a while. You got to live in an attitude
of prayer.
Of prayer.
Well, yeah, we've kind of talked about all that, an attitude of prayer, attitude of praise.
Yes.
Nan talked about it at the nursing home.
Right.
The word, how the words, you know, how your words can heal or they can hurt.
That's right. Well, guess what? The phone just rang.
I saw the light going
I
on.
I believe Idaho has just called.
Idaho, are you there?
Miracle Penguin, are you there?
I am.
This is so good to hear your voice. And we just want to welcome you to the radio team of Beacon of Hope Ministries. Cindy Henderson has been a Beaconite for many years and used to live here locally and be an active part of our ministry here, and then moved to Idaho. I don't even know how many years ago now. How many has it been?
It'll be 5 in April.
5 in April. Wow. So we just want to thank you, Cindy, for coming on and being a part of our team. There's like 8 of us now, and we rotate and share the Word of God. You all take turns with me mostly, and sometimes it's Pastor Jim hosting. But we're proud of this big old team and people that want to spread the Word of God week after week. So, Cindy Henderson, welcome to the radio team at Beacon of Hope Ministries worldwide, global.
Thank you so much for letting me be a part. I appreciate that you trust me enough to have me on.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You've got a wealth of the Word down on the inside of you. You love the Lord with all your heart, and you're going to be a tremendous asset to this ministry. So I was just mentioning that we've started this series a couple weeks ago, The Power of His Love, you know, and the power of love that really changes our lives from the inside out. And there's so many times that we feel like our lives are just a mess. So we got this going and that going, and if it gets any worse, we don't even know what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then we begin to spend time loving God, praising Him, worshiping. It transforms us. There is such power when we live a life of love. Cindy, would you comment on that? And then we'll go to PJ on that.
Well, like you said, we all go through those times. I'm in one of those times right now.
That's all right. That's okay.
But all it takes is a praise and worship song.
Right.
Or listening to the radio broadcast, or a coworker coming up and sharing a verse.
Right.
And it re-sparks.
Yes.
What's already inside of you.
It does.
And helps it to grow. And things can be pretty dark sometimes. They can seem pretty hopeless, but you can look back on times when you felt like that before.
Right.
And you know that God brought you through it, that He's with you, and that this time is a time where He's teaching you.
Right. Exactly.
He's growing you.
Exactly.
And He will bring you through it. I haven't had to spend 40 years in a wilderness yet.
So, right. Well, we don't want to do that either, do we?
No. And He continually provided for His children in that
yes.
period of time.
Yes, He did.
To get them where they needed to be. So,
And are you saying, Cindy, that God does stay right there with us and pull us through these very dark times that we all have from time to time? Is that what I hear you saying, Cindy Henderson?
Of course, yes. That's the only thing that gets us through. He might send other people to
right.
help us out.
Right.
He might send finances, different things.
Right.
But you can look at it and you know it's all from Him.
You know it's all coming from Him. That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of those dark times, I don't have the song with me today, but it reminded me of a song we've done many times through the years at Beacon. God will make a way where there seems to be no way, right?
Right.
And there are those times in each of our lives that are used by God to draw us closer to Him and to make us stronger and teach us His principles. Don't you think, Cindy?
Oh, of course. I go back to the children of Israel,
right?
And what they learned, and particularly Joshua and Caleb,
right?
Where they clung to what they knew to be true,
right?
They reminded themselves over and over of what God had done in the past, and how He had shown His love and His deliverance to them. So,
well, absolutely,
He is with us. Yes, always with us and always working.
Amen. You know what? When you said that He reminded them, it reminded me of Lamentations 3. And it starts in verse 19 that says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope." Okay? Lamentations 3:19. I'm in the Message Bible, but we can read it. Pastor Jim always has 19 Bibles in there, Cindy. So, you know, he's got every translation.
I only brought one today.
Oh, my gosh. And it says this in the Message Bible, Lamentations 3:19. I'll never forget the trouble. This is Jeremiah talking. The utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. But there's one other thing I remember. And remembering, I keep a grip on hope. Now, this is what it is that he remembers in verse 22 of Lamentations 3. And by the way, of course, we weren't planning on using the scripture. It's just because the Holy Spirit said, let's do this. Verse 22 of Lamentations 3, God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love could not have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. God proves to be good to the man or woman who passionately waits. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that? And then we'll go back to Cindy. Woo!
Yeah, this is one of my favorite verses. Because no matter how dark it seems around us, and just putting it into historical perspective, Isaiah, when he wrote this, was probably standing in the ruins of Jerusalem after Nebuchadnezzar had flattened the place. So, you know, Jeremiah was feeling the bitterness of his soul because here, Jerusalem, the city of God, the temple where God lived, had been destroyed by this pagan king. And he basically had hit bottom. And he says, you know what? Nevertheless, when I call this to mind, I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
Never, ever, ever,
never.
Ever ceases.
And some translations put that because of the Lord's steadfast love, we're not consumed.
We're not consumed, right.
So, because it's new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
Woo! We could sing that. Hope is divine intention. Okay, God's desire for you, that's, you know, knowing the heart and the mind, basically the intention of Almighty God, propels us into a life of where we are expecting God to move in our situation. And this, we're going to talk a lot about that today, because I believe so many people lose hope because they don't understand the divine, the intentionality of God in their life. They don't know that God is intentionally loving them, intentionally having a plan, as it says in Jeremiah 29, a plan to bless us. Pastor Jim, go ahead, and then we'll go to Cindy.
And it's so easy, I think, in those dark times, you know, and I thought of James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, endurance, and all that, all the good stuff.
Right.
We have to be able to look beyond, like it says in Hebrews, Jesus endured the cross because he saw what was on the other side.
There you go. That's it.
And that's what Jeremiah was talking about. We have to have that vision that sees past the pain, past the trial, past whatever, and see what's on the other
side. And see where we're headed. We sang this just now at the nursing home, Cindy. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. And we've got to keep that blessed hope in front of us. Talk to us, Cindy. Talk to us.
How did it put it in the last verse there that you read in Lamentations? Passionate.
Passionate. God proves to be good to the man or woman who passionately waits.
Passionate waiting.
Yes, passionate waiting. Talk about passionate waiting there, Cindy.
Passion is usually fervent.
There you go.
Very active. Waiting is not usually as active, but obviously it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's supposed to be a a passionate waiting.
Right.
We are actively waiting on God, and that doesn't mean sitting around waiting, at least figuratively. There's a digging that you have to do, a
mm-hmm.
praying.
Mm-hmm.
You actively, passionately seeking Him in your waiting.
That's exactly right. And, you know, let's just take a waiting room in a doctor's office, okay? A waiting room in a doctor's office very often, or a dentist's office, results in, oh my gosh, it's been an hour, and why haven't they called me? And I mean, this is ridiculous. I got things to do. And that's not a peaceful waiting. That's an anxiety waiting. And I think a lot of times when we're going through the darkest times, we are waiting, not passionately in love with God and what He's going to do, but we are so often waiting in anxiety. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening to me. God, what is this happening to me? Oh God, why is this going on? Talk to us, Pastor Jim.
Well, yeah, I look at that as, Cindy, what you said was great. It's not just sitting back and doing nothing. When we wait on the Lord, we should, you know, that's active, because it's how did Kenneth Copeland put it? It's like standing on tiptoes.
Oh, wow.
We're expectantly waiting for God to do something.
Right.
And that's just not sitting back and watching TV. You know, we dig into the Word. We pray. We praise. You know, we listen to what the Lord has to say. But it's not just sitting around mindlessly doing nothing. We're actively, how can I put this, actively resting in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like an active rest. We're trusting Him, and we're continuing to build our faith. We're not just going to seed.
Exactly. And an active trusting waiting is knowing, hey, it's okay. Or in a waiting room, you know that when the doctor gets to you, you're going to have relief from whatever it is that's going on, or whatever. It's knowing the nature. If you're in a waiting room with a new doctor and you have no idea what to expect, whether they're going to be able to help you or not, that's one thing. If you are waiting in a waiting room, that you have faith and confidence in that doctor that you're going in to see, and you know it's going to be okay, and yeah, you've been waiting a little bit, but you know that it's going to be worth your wait. Totally different mindset when we're waiting, knowing the nature of who we are waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Cindy?
Excellent point.
Excellent point. And so often mm-hmm. what happens is we don't know who we're waiting for because we haven't spent time enough getting to know Him. And that's why we're going to do this song right now, Good, Good Father.
Of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I am never alone, 'cause you're a good, good father. That's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers. It's who you are.
It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. To love. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all.
I so love that song. Oh, you're perfect. Well, do you like that, Cindy?
Oh, I absolutely love it.
Why? What is it about that song that makes you love it?
It's a very simple statement.
Yes.
That sums everything up.
It does, doesn't it?
And I love the part about peace so unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
I can hardly think.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's what we need.
That's exactly.
We need to not think. We need to mm-hmm. be able to get away from our thinking, and just have everything in our mind slow down,
right?
Stop racing, and be filled with that unexplainable peace that doesn't come from anything human.
Right.
It's so deep and so completely peaceful that even though there's a storm raging around you, it doesn't have to be raging in you.
There you go. Like that. Let's talk a minute about this, because we are saying that the foundation of the power in our lives is God's love in us and working through us, okay? That can only happen if somebody is good. Let's think of relationships where things are not good in a relationship. And so it really messes with the love factor in that relationship, whether it's somebody you're working with, somebody you're in a relationship with, a family member, whatever, when there's not trust, when there's not goodness, it messes with the love. I talk to us, PJ, and we'll go back to Cindy on that. Wait a minute. I had you off there for a minute.
Oh,
go ahead.
Don't turn me off.
Well, Nan just dropped a bunch of stuff
in
there, so
I
turned.
It was chaos. It was chaos.
Chaos was going on in the studio. Yeah, we have to turn it off then.
Well, and yeah, and that's true. And I think part of it is based on sometimes the misconceptions that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I like the verses in the song about, now, I've heard many stories of how people, think I am, basically.
Right.
Or say you are, how many people say you are.
Yeah.
And we have such misconceptions about God.
Right.
I think so many people have picture him more like Zeus, the
right.
Greek god,
yeah.
or Jupiter up there sitting on the throne, ready to throw lightning bolts
yeah,
down
exactly.
at you at the least little mistake that you make, and some people that's all they focus on. They don't know him as a good father.
Right.
They equate him to their, and I will say this, misconception of the God of the Old Testament.
Right.
Because I think that was a God of wrath. And, I mean, that's just their misconception.
Right.
So that's how they see the Father. And, thank God Jesus came to turn away the Father's wrath, or we'd just be nothing but ash. And that's a misconception. It's
it
the
is
Father
a misconception.
Who's good because the Father, I mean, Jesus is good too. But the Father is also good because he's the one that sent Jesus in the first
For
place.
For God so loved
the world
that he gave.
And that's talking about God the Father.
That's exactly right. And Cindy, you want to relate to that? I mean, because there's a lot of people that think God's just out there to get you and trip you up every time you mess up.
But that's not what a father does.
That's right. Not what a good father does, mm-hmm. right?
No, right. And I think a lot of our problem with relating to God as a father comes from our human father.
I agree. I think it does. Yeah.
Pastor
Jim is he's shaking his head yes with you. Go ahead.
And I have a fantastic human father.
Right.
But he was busy all the time.
Right.
And so a lot of things that I was involved in, he didn't get to come to.
Okay. That's interesting.
And so
I
have to, sometimes I have to remind myself, well, God's never too busy for you.
Amen.
He's there for you. And I feel so blessed with the parents that I had. I look around, it seems the majority of people didn't have that. And
I really think you're right about that.
Right. So if you did not have a good relationship with your earthly father, if you were abandoned, if you were abused, if he just, was never there for you,
yep.
if you were constantly struggling,
mm-hmm.
It's really hard to relate to someone then as a father figure when that's your experience.
Mm-hmm. And you're right about that, exactly right. And don't you think that a lot of people do relate their earthly father to their heavenly father, Cindy? Have you found that in your life, that that's a common perception?
I think it would be hard not to because of the word.
Okay.
The word father and what we associate with that.
Okay, good point.
And I think I know being a parent, and you touched on it, I believe, last week, how that we can't always step in and rescue our kids.
Right, even though we want to, right?
Right, we have to let them go through things. And so it's hard to look at the mess we've made sometimes and go, oops.
Right.
Hey, Dad.
Right.
I messed it up again here. Can you help me?
Right.
And we relate to our earthly parents in that it's their responsibility to let us go through things.
It really
even
is.
Even though we don't like it. And sometimes God, even though he has us, has to let us go through things.
Oh, he does have to let us go through things. There's no doubt about it. How else do we learn the trials?
Exactly. And so I think maybe overcoming, but also, though, he's not a human father. He knows our end. He knows where we have to go between here and there. He knows the people that he has for us set up along the way. He knows the resources. So he has this a knowing that our earthly fathers could never have.
That's exactly right.
And even though our earthly parents hope for the best for us and work for the best for us, he already has the best laid out for us.
Yes, he does.
Not just planned, laid out already. It's already there. It's happened already. It happened when Jesus died on the cross.
It did. And when we get that down on the inside of us, that the plans that he has for us, Jeremiah 29:11-14, the plans he has for us are to bless us, to give us a future and a hope. And sometimes we get so bogged down in the discouragement of the difficult moment that we get away from God's goodness, we get away from his love for us, and we concentrate, and almost like we are single vision, we cannot see anything but the problem. Talk to us, PJ, about that. We'll go back to Cindy in a minute.
Well, that's so true. We get, the way we react to things is what we were brought up with, our whole value system, our, you know, what we learned as kids from our parents. That's how we react to everything. And sometimes it's just, almost impossible to accept God's love. You'd mentioned me shaking my head earlier. That's because I grew up in a earning love environment, and where I, you know, I was never sure where I stood, not so much with my mom, but especially with my dad, because I was other. I was not good enough. So I never knew if he loved me or not. And that profoundly affected my Christian walk for many, many years until I figured out, oh, duh, you know, the Father is a good, good Father. He's not like my dad. But what I had grown up with was I thought that I had to prove myself to God. I had to be what God wanted me to be in order for God to love me.
But see, God's true nature, which I agree with you, PJ, and with Cindy, most people don't have this right in their life.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is why you get a lot of insecurity, inferiority, unworthiness, feeling like they don't measure up, feeling like they're less than. And it goes back to this root issue, I believe.
It's bondage.
You can't have power. The power of love working in your life if you feel unloved.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And you're fearful. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect love casts out
sure
all fear.
Sure it does.
I was fearful.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just terrified. Certain events happened in my life, and I was convinced I was going to hell, even after I got saved.
Right.
Because of certain things that I chose to do, and y'all know what I'm talking about. I was sure I was destined for hell.
Sure.
Quite honestly.
A lot of people out there probably feel that way right now.
Yeah, and even though I knew God and I accepted Jesus, it took me a while after, especially after that, to, and I don't fully grasp it now, but the nature of God's love, the nature of God's grace, you know, praise God, I can't earn my salvation.
Right.
I cannot earn staying saved. It's by God's grace, by cause of God's love.
Absolutely. We're going back to Lamentations 3:19 because God says, we're going back. I'm going to read it to you in the Message Bible. And just this is what Jeremiah wrote. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness. And I think a lot of us really, when we put our, you know, truth cap on and we remember exactly how we used to feel, or maybe how we feel right now. We may be, those of you out there listening, you may feel utterly lost right now. And the taste of ashes, he says, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting the bottom. I love that in the Message Bible. But there's one other thing I remember. We can remember all of that. But when we've had an experience with Almighty God, and someone like we're doing right now on this radio show to going around the world says to you, yes, we've been there. We've felt that. But I love the word but right there. There's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. Okay? In the NIV, it says, you know, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It's an act of your will that you recall to your mind the nature of your loving Heavenly Father. And maybe you've been like PJ or Cindy, and you've had a father that was not really a picture of the loving Heavenly Father, which I think that's where most people in this world are. And if that's been the kind of earthly dad you had, then you have to make a decisive decision to recall to your mind. You recall to your mind and therefore have hope. What? God's love for you. Okay? Talk to us, Cindy.
I know I had a friend who had a fantastic idea about keeping a blessing book. But I think you could call it a hope book as well.
Good idea.
Just sit down, get a journal, get a scrapbooking book, whatever you're into. Get something to keep a record in of those times that you're holding on to, that hope that you're holding on to. Big things, small things. We all have them that we can point back to and go, remember this? Remember when he did that? Remember when that happened? And because of that, this happened? I think it's an excellent idea to put those things in front of your face all the time. Just like the Jews had the scriptures in front of their face.
That's exactly right.
You know, they had them in the little boxes on their forehead.
On their forehead, yeah.
Right. I think they tied them around their wrist.
Right.
Their wrist,
yeah.
So I think we need reminders. So if you keep a hope book.
Yes. Yes.
Stick things on your bathroom mirror.
Right.
Put things on the dashboard of your car.
Amen.
They tease me at work. I'm the post-it note queen. I have post-it notes stuck all over the place. And, you know, one of them is just shut up and let God be God. You just have to remind yourself constantly.
Yes, you do.
Of what he has done, what he's promised to do. One of my favorite scriptures that I cling to as tight as I can is when he was talking to Abraham and he promised him a son, and
right.
You know, Sarah laughed, and then it gets to the point where she says, God that promised is faithful.
Yes, there you go.
And so that's what I cling to. That I pray that every day, several times a day. God, this is what you said. You
right.
promised, and you're faithful. Now, it's up to you. It's not up to us.
Right.
To bring those things to pass. We do what we're supposed to do. He leads us to do things, but the part of fulfilling the promises is on him.
It is. And you're exactly right, Cindy. And the more time we spend with him, the easier it gets to believe him. Just to be with you, Paul Baloche.
Lord, my life is an empty cup. Here's my heart, would you fill me up? I'm face to the ground, forsaking my pride, leaving my will, my burdens behind. All I want, all I need is just to be with you, just to be with you. Here I am at your feet, just to be with you, just to be with you. I have come to the end of me, and there's nothing I have to bring. What you said I belong, you say I am yours. Nothing compares to knowing you more. All I want, all I need is just
all about, dear ones, spending time with him, learning his nature, spending time at his feet. Let him do the work in your heart. Pastor Jim, you wanted to comment there before I did that song. What were you?
Just kind of piggybacking on what Cindy said. If you read, well, when you read through the Old Testament, not if, but when you go through the Old Testament, the Israelites were great at setting up markers and pillars and altars to commemorate certain events. And, you know, I thought about, Cindy, when you were talking, when Samuel set up that stone and named it Ebenezer, because, you know, which means stone of help. Because he said, thus far, the Lord has helped us because the Lord pushed back the border of the enemies. Think of the Philistines. So they set up this pillar and named it Ebenezer. And they said, thus far, the Lord has helped us. And we need those reminders, those guideposts. That's why I keep like a list of the praise reports. Because we can say, look, God has done this before. God is faithful. He's done this. He'll do it again.
That's exactly right. And when we have those memories and those memorials, so to speak, journals, whatever you want to call it, it is, those are faith builders, and mm-hmm. it reminds us. And it's just like Jeremiah saying here, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. I am intentionally recalling this to my mind, therefore I have hope. Quick comment from you, Cindy, before we get to the top of the hour. I cannot believe a whole hour's gone by already.
I think we have to train ourselves in hope. It's a habit.
It is definitely a habit.
You just like anything else that you want to get good at, you have to practice it. You have
That's
to
exactly
it,
right.
Do it over and over again.
That's exactly right. And so when we are bogged down and we feel defeated and we feel like life is just not working out, and where is God anyway in our situation? That's when we have to go back to this anchor of our soul, our hope. You know, God's divine intention for us. What does God want to see happen here? Does he want to see me fall down in destruction? No, he wants to raise you up. He wants your trial to teach you something great of his nature. And that is how much he loves you and how much blessing he has in store for you. We're going to talk more about this in the second hour, and we are so glad that Cindy Henderson is now a part of this radio team. And welcome, Cindy. You got your sea legs under you now. Are you doing okay?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think you are too. I think you're doing really good. So you're listening to Living the Good Life, and this is our weekly two-hour show on Sunday afternoon, coming here from Clearwater, Florida, live every single week, usually. Occasionally a rerun, only if absolutely necessary. Basically, 11 years of live shows, 11 plus. And so here we are talking about the goodness of the Lord and how important it is to, in order for you to change and become like Jesus, you got to know what you're changing to become like. Right? And it's his goodness that propels us. It's his goodness that teaches us. And so that's what we're talking about. If you have a prayer request, Pastor Jim, what should they do with those praise reports and prayer requests, please?
They should send them to prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. And either myself or Betty up in Indiana will pick them up. And we will attach a prayer to it, because we do believe, we just want to make sure everybody's on the same page when it comes to praying.
Right.
So we'll write up a prayer, and then we'll send out the prayer request to our prayer team. We'll all pray, and golly gee, if we don't get answers, golly gee. I mean, just this week, again, we just get answers.
Constantly.
And the only thing that I would ask,
right,
and I tell you what, Cindy Logan is really faithful about doing this. When God answers your prayer, let us know.
Yes.
Because, again, that's our, I keep those in a...
Yeah, he does.
Subfolder in my Outlook or in my Hotmail account, just so I know, you know, I can look back and say, wow, look at everything God did.
Exactly.
Look at everything God's done for us.
Yes. And he is just the miracle working God. We encourage you to, if you miss one of these shows, you can go right here to tantalknetwork.com or our website, bohmglobal.com. And if you're going to our website, go to Radio Broadcasts, and you can find the most recent ones there and listen to them there. Those have titles. The ones here don't have titles, but they have dates. And it's tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts, and then go to Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show. We have a Thursday night counseling, life coaching show with Dr. Angel Falzoni and me and my other name, Mama Mac. And that is every Thursday night. Every time I say that, Cindy Henderson... Pastor Jim just shakes his head like, why do you call yourself that? Well, that's just who I am. That's my Thursday night person, persona. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And well, you know what I call you.
Yes, I do. PM. Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
Yep, you sure do. Yes. And so my little dog is Baby Mac, by the way, because her name is Macklin, so she's Baby Mac. And my car is Mini Max. I mean, we got all that going on. Anyway, we got to do station ID right.